Hello there. This is Colette Melville. So you have a puppy. Congratulations. What a splendid companion a dog is. He will protect you, run errands for you, play with you. Also, they are all intelligent and easily trained. Now to business. What you want to know is how you housebreak your puppy. In my experience, any dog can be thoroughly housebroken, regardless of size, regardless of age. However, it makes sense that the younger the dog, the easier your task will be. And here's my simple and never-to-fail procedure. To start, 5 ingredients are necessary. That's love, patience, gentle firmness, and lots of praise when earned. And 1 piece of small but vital artillery, a rolled-up newspaper within reach always. Step 1. Get a large cardboard carton and build him an enclosure, a sort of puppy pen, high enough so he can't jump out. On half the floor, place his bedding, and in the other half, spread open a newspaper. This is where your puppy will eat, drink, and sleep. Mealtime. When he has had his fill, don't let him out of the pen until he has relieved himself. And when he is out of the pen, watch him. And if you can catch him about to squat or squatting, snatch him up and pop him back in the pen. And when he settles down for a nap around the house or apartment, very gently lead him, don't carry him, lead him back to his pen. Soon your puppy will learn that the enclosure is its home and will go there of his own free will. In a few days, your puppy should be thoroughly paper broken. He's got the idea. Step 2. Your puppy must have 1 place to excuse itself. I have found the bathroom to be the ideal zone. Here is where you will spread open a newspaper. But please, not wall to wall. You won't want a bathroom carpeted in newspaper, will you? Now, transfer the already soiled newspaper from his pen to the bathroom. Leave the bedding. Now place the enclosure a few feet away from his zone. The larger breeds, of course, have to be housebroken to go outdoors, so place the bedding accordingly. Step 3, the drill. Now get set. The rolled-up newspaper should be within reach. Your puppy's zone is laid out. Oh, and have handy a box of doggy treats as a reward for his or her achievements. Just make sure it is a doggy treat, because the candy you and I like is awfully bad for the puppy. Now, if your puppy hasn't been fed, feed him. And when he's had his fill, watch him. In fact, never take your eyes off him, because he is going to. And the moment, if not now, is near and far. Whoops! Gorblimey. Here we go. Quickly take action. Pick up your rolled-up newspaper, then your puppy, seat him alongside the mishap, and while you hold him there, whack the floor with the newspaper. Not the dog. Remember, you drill him with love, not fear. Whack the floor and say, bad dog, and say it very angrily. Like so. Bad dog. Bad dog. Keep on repeating, bad dog, as you pick him up and take him to his zone. Then seat him on the paper, holding him there with one hand, and with your other hand, jab the paper with your finger and say sternly, remember, gentle firmness, on the paper. Like so. On the paper. On the paper. On the paper. Continue this action for a few seconds, not too long. Always, and this is very important, always repeat the words of our drill in the same tone, with equal emphasis on each word, exactly as I did. Why? Because your puppy is keenly sensitive to sound and rhythm. For example, he will be startled if you shout at him and wag his tail when you speak kindly. Although these drills are simple, don't for a second think that in one drill your puppy will be trained. Oh, dear me, no. You must constantly watch him, and each time he makes a faux pas, you patiently repeat the drill, doing it precisely as you did it the first time. Soon, though, your moment of triumph will come, when the wee pup, all by its wonderful self, will scoot to the paper. This is when much praise is essential, and indeed well earned. But listen to me carefully. The only time I want you to say the word dog is when he is bad. When the puppy is good, I want you to say his or her name. I have a little Yorkshire Terrier named Sheba. I will now say her name in our drill to demonstrate exactly what I mean. Good Sheba. Good Sheba. Good Sheba. Say it very lovingly, of course. Then give the little angel a nutritious treat and much patting and hugging. That's how to housebreak your puppy. Simple? You bet it is. And I promise you never, ever to fail. Now, will you please flip the record over so we can practice the voice commands together and discuss other housebreaking problems you might have. Thank you.